Welcome to another episode of Love & Hip Hop Miami, Season 2, Episode 7. This is Me Too and Jessie Woo's open up about her sexual abuse. Plus, Joy is raising cash and Trick is raising hell. We have a fully loaded news and gossip section and tweets. Stay tuned for all that and more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, guys. Yeah. Another week, another fully loaded episode of juiciness.
Yes.
You know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
I'm your host, Ms. Conversation Peace, and I'm joined by my lovely ladies.
What's up, guys? So happy to be back here again this week. I'm Tyler McKinney.
What's up? What's up? My name is Jade Ming, and another great successful week we have.
Yes, I'm so excited to get into this episode. It was really heavy for me to watch. This is all about the Me Too movement and what some of the ladies have been going through. Mm. What are some of your overall thoughts of the episode?
I'm super pleased with the episode. I've always felt like this was the only franchise within the Love & Hip Hop franchise that actually addresses serious issues. So I feel like this was a perfect one to go into next.
I honestly got to agree with you, Tyler. Honestly, I do believe that this video, this episode, it was definitely meant for the women.
Yes.
For sure, for sure. And not only was it like just anything, it was something that is currently going on right now. So I definitely agree with Tyler.
Definitely appreciative to get this conversation going. And I mean, it's been a movement for a while sometimes. There's been over 19 million tweets about the Me Too
that's
movement.
Crazy.
So I don't think it's a conversation that's going to go away anytime soon. And and we have to definitely empower each other. So I love to see that. Basically, we open up with Trina and Jesse.
Yes.
They sit down and we find out about what Jesse actually went through. And turns out she was invited to a party with a friend that she thought was a friend anyway. Mm-hmm. And the girl left her in the room with multiple guys and they took advantage of her.
Yeah.
That... I thought my eyelash was messed up, but I was really like crying a little bit of tears to hear that story.
What did you think?
Honestly, that really broke my heart because it's one thing to hear stories about sexual abuse, but it's another hearing it from the person that it actually happened to. And honestly, this was a really big step for Jesse to like talk about in front of everyone. Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's just like for any woman. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it just breaks my heart because, you know, ladies, y'all got to be careful when we go to parties. Mm-hmm. One, you need to be with someone that you
trust. Well, she was with someone.
Well, yeah, exactly. Someone that you trust, you know, your best friend. Don't just go with random people or whatever. Like, actually be with someone that you know. And then also, like, when it comes to drinking, just make sure that you're getting your own drink and stuff. Because you don't know what's going on. Like, she didn't know what was going to happen if she went upstairs. She thought it was really a party.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like that we all do, you know, especially, like, in L.A. with all these parties happening, especially in the summer.
Yeah. And what do we think about situations like that where we want to have fun, where drinks are flowing? And it's a difference when you're going to the bar and when you're pouring your own drinks as well. Because you can actually over pour and get a little more faded than you would. And you're not necessarily being drugged.
Yeah.
And when you're intoxicated to a certain level, you're not able to agree to consensual sex. So I don't know. Like, I mean, we definitely have to be careful. I just don't even know what to say because I've seen it as well. Like, I've seen it happen to other women, not in the moment, but I've seen their heard their story, and it's just a tough one because a lot of times there are some false accusations. Chris Brown was just falsely accused, and it's hard enough to come out and have that shame, and also people not believe you.
Yeah.
It's a he said, she said thing for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one thing when it happens to women or just people in general in normal situations, house parties, whatever it is. But with this one, it's different because it was with the producer and she's an artist. So I think there's that pressure to do what they want you to do because this is your career, and as sad as it is.
Yeah.
And it's already hard as a woman, honestly. It's already hard as a woman to be able to do anything, but as a Black woman, like, it's even tougher.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, you know, It's just situations.
So she was sitting with Trina. Trina, I guess, hasn't gone through this. Mm-hmm. She came out very provocatively when she came out.
Yeah.
She was a stripper turned rapper. But she seems to have the protection of Trick, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I think that's one thing we keep seeing with Jessie Woo. The last time she was in the studio, she doesn't have a team.
Right.
And sometimes you got to have some kind of protection. And it may be hard for her to find, like, a good manager or someone that can have her back. But I think that's important, too. Because when you're going to these, because it can happen in the studio. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a party. No, you know what I mean?
Fair. So, yeah.
And then if they know that you're wanting something from them, that's even more, you know, enticing. So,
like, don't you want this record?
Yeah. So that's why I feel like you definitely got to have, like, not only someone that you trust as a friend, but just a good team behind you to have your back in certain instances. Like, nah, that ain't right. Like, it ain't nothing but dudes here. Let's go. Or, you know, something like that.
And with this, I think the men who have done this to other women, I feel like they know who they can and can't do it with. Oh, like, Trina just gives me a feeling like, okay, no, we're not going to try her because she's, you know. But who knows? I mean, maybe they look out for the women they feel are too weak. They won't say anything.
Or tiny or whatnot. And Jessie does give that look, unfortunately. And that's also, Chinese Kitty was talking about that when she was talking about her story. And she even said, she was like, I didn't know if it was my fault or not. So many attractive women, unfortunately, think that because, you know, they're very sexual and open or whatnot, that they deserved for
the
what they get.
Outfit or that they have on. And that's the victim blaming that's going on. I don't think anybody thinks that it's their fault, per se, but they're concerned about the perception. Like, oh, you got there at 2 a.m. What you think was going to happen? Like, regardless, I might be sleepy. I might want to not drive home. Like, that doesn't give you the right to touch me at all unless I want you to.
No.
So I think a lot of those circumstances, they put the victim in a place of, like, you should have known better. When it happens circumstantially.
Yes.
Every instance is different because I have friends in the industry, thank God, they have not done anything to me, but I've been in their room at 2 a.m. and we've just been talking and just been cool. And I've talked to people about, you know, this whole movement, just talking about the whole R. Kelly situation. And they were like, oh, well, they know you're cool. Like you said, people know not to try you, but what if they don't know? Or what if they got too drunk this time? And, you know, like, I don't know if that's, it's all circumstance.
Yeah, for real. It's definitely situational.
I honestly think that this is just very fresh, meaning this whole situation with the whole Me Too movement, it's been around for a while, but I think now everyone's coming out and stuff. This is also fresh that nobody knows necessarily, like, how to handle it and as well as what to believe or whatnot. So it's kind of like a gray area right now of how can you determine of whether or not this person really did rape or not, you know?
Yeah.
And I think there's a pattern going on with people that know it's happening, but they also don't want to say anything because it's their job on the line as well. Yeah. So people are just, they're keeping it under wraps. And Tarana, the founder of the Me Too movement, she brought up something. She said that the Me Too movement has hit a bunch of different areas except the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
And you brought up R. Kelly, same thing.
Yeah.
People just
it's about to rear an ugly head, I believe. I mean, it's starting with him. We're seeing, like, his tours are getting shut down. He's still getting love in some places, but, you know, it's a long time coming and it's going to happen for sure.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of the people who've been silenced are going to come out and finally speak their truth and even say names, because right now we don't know who these people are, but we know that they're a well-known person that she can see on TV right now getting a Grammy, and it's not cool. Yeah. You know, like, she feels like she can't speak out.
Right, and it's terrible.
Yeah, with that, adding on to that, I do agree, and I do believe that the hip-hop industry, when it comes to this, it is very silent.
Yeah.
Because we all have been to parties. We all have been places or whatnot where we see sketchy stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like nothing is said because it's so normal. You know, everything else isn't normal when it comes to movies and videos and all that stuff. It's normal for that. Not me, it's not normal. But for hip hop, it's like we rap about it and all this stuff to where they're like, okay, well, I thought we could do this. you know?
Yeah, I think it's just a misogynistic outlook on everything. Like, even when Jesse was saying, oh, you're not exotic enough, just write. You know, like, how could you tell me that I'm not talented just because I'm not light-skinned and curly hair or Latino or whatever you consider exotic?
Yeah.
It's a lot of different levels to the disrespect that women get in this industry.
Yeah. For sure.
And one, if it's not your looks, you're too sexy or you're giving off this vibe or what you want to do for that or it's just horrible to hear. But it was great to see Trina comfort her and really that genuine moment. Like, it really brought me to tears for sure.
Yeah, it was hard to watch. But it was very insightful, and it was good to see the honesty, because like some scenes are staged. Yes. They put them there, they tell them what to say or whatever, but this was very raw.
She broke down. Oh, like, yeah, she very raw. You could hear the emotion out of the cry that she was having, and like Trina said, she just needed to let it out. It's like when you have that inside for so long, I'm glad they gave her the platform to just let it out. It's therapeutic, I'm sure, for her, because I could just see how she broke down. Like, she'd been holding that in for a while.
And honestly, this, just like what you said, it's very insightful because, you know, as I said, we hear things. We hear stories and headlines and whatnot, but we never really hear the story. And so the fact that they did, like you said, gave her the platform, it was needed. Yeah. It was well needed for all the women, because it's for also the women that can't even speak out because they're not ready yet.
Yeah, and, you know, Love & Hip Hop can do some positive, you know, some people are complaining about what's really going on behind the scenes, production and editing-wise. So we'll talk about that later in news and gossip about how people are feeling about the whole editing process. You know, these cast members, once they see what's going on, they're not really feeling it. But, you know, not only was that a horrible experience, it was like multiple people. So it was just like, it's going to take some time to heal. Oh, yeah, but now she has, you know, someone that she's now met, Chinese Kitty, and heard her story. And we never would have known about her story until we heard Jesse. She wasn't able to come out. Mm-hmm. And they threw her out on the side of the road. Like, that's...
Oh, my God.
Crazy. It kills me.
The fact... Oh, God.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the fact that they have more and more people coming out just makes you realize how common it really is. Like, this is not uncommon at all. Mm-hmm. Sadly, this happens all the time to women and people... people in general, men too. People, they don't feel comfortable enough to talk about it. But the more people talk about it, the more people will be more comfortable.
Yeah, now I see why Amara takes her mom everywhere, you know? Like, because we were wondering at first, like, why is her mom? Her mom is not really her manager. She's not really business savvy like that. But you need that protection. And, hey, who better than mama? Right. And we see that Amara is at the radio station, and she's still doing her promo press run. Mm-hmm. And... she's talking about how she's been doing this since 4 years old. Yeah. So she's really been putting in work for years and years and years. Yeah, and her homegirl JoJo shows up ready to still talk about Pleasure P and their non-existent relationship. Because he told you to leave, girl. Why are we still talking about him?
Right. It's done.
It's nothing to even talk about. But besides that, he put you out. Like, I don't know.
Right. Amara said that, well, she kind of got on Shay about not being able to control herself more than JoJo and her reaction.
But JoJo was the aggressor. JoJo was the perfect person that... She was the person who basically was like, yeah, he's my man. Knowing that he wasn't her man. Knowing that Shay dated him. So I feel like she was egging it on.
Yeah. Yeah, they both were at fault, I think.
Mm, I don't know.
Maybe. Okay.
I don't know. Shay... is not his girl either. So no, you're right. You're right. No. You're right.
Yeah. No need to fight over it, man. It's not yours.
No need to fight when you can talk. And that's what we do here with the ESPN of TV Talk.
Yes.
Right,
we are
here each and every week. We get to discuss Love & Hip Hop, my favorite show. And that's why I love it here. So if you guys love it, make sure you leave a comment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating if you're listening on iTunes, and tell them exactly why you love AfterBuzz so much.
I love AfterBuzz because it allows me to talk to people like you guys and to sit with you guys and talk about my favorite show.
Right. I love it. Favorite. Love it. So anybody in the live chat that can
There are definitely people watching us. We have currently one watching us, and we have a few on live as well.
If you're watching, make sure you leave a comment. We're going to shout you out right here, right now, and let us know what you think about this episode. What do you feel about, like, this whole platform that they're giving Jesse Wu? Let us know in the comments. So Kiara, her mom and sister come into town, and they're giving her the support because, you know, she's going through the breakup with Gunplay and trying to decide where does she go from here, because he's been actively trying to get her back, basically buying her roses and stuff and trying to woo her back. And they're like, not so fast. Let's see what the real issue is, and are we getting past this hurt that he's been giving you? So what do we feel about the episode, well, not the episode, the segment where they come and visit and she tells them exactly what's going on?
Well, I love that her mom had the opportunity to talk to him, because sometimes, well, all the time, I don't think men consider the hurt that they put women through a lot of times, and parents have to deal. Like, I know when I was younger and I would get hurt, my mom is now here to deal with me, and I'm heartbroken, and she, you know, her daughter is hurt. So to hear the mom's perspective on how he hurt her daughter was very refreshing. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
But I felt like she was kind of dramatic. Like,
you did?
I felt like the mom was dramatic. I mean, that's her baby, but she did seem like
I did think she was a little bit too in the mix of their relationship. But I will say I do appreciate a good relationship with the mom and the girlfriend and the boyfriend. I appreciate that a lot, just because, okay, you understand that you need to respect my daughter, and I will respect you. You're in my family, but in order for you to be my family, I need to respect you. And that means you can't be, you know, go talking to these hoes over here. You know,
so
what I'm
saying? Do we feel like parents have a deciding factor on should you get married, or does the person have the final decision?
Oh, the person has the final decision. You were not living with them for how many years? What? I mean, I love you, mom and dad, but listen, I will marry you.
Could you deal with the momzilla, like a mom that's just all up in your business, like she don't like you, you know she don't like you. Like, could you deal with a man like that's a mama's boy like that? Because I couldn't. I'd be like, your mama gotta go.
I don't think so.
I mean, for most of the part, I would just keep killing her kindness.
Nobody's good enough for my baby. You know, like that kind of mom.
I mean, that's gonna be a little hard because I'm gonna be here. I mean, I'm just kidding. I mean, it really depends. It really depends, honestly, of how the guy also sees it as well. If he feels like it's a problem that the mom doesn't like me, then I'm not going to force you to want to stay with me if you feel like this is an important thing for you.
Well, somebody that's forcing someone to stay, it seems like Trick is forcing Joy, because he will not pay for the attorney. She's
so
trying to
Trick.
Raise money. Her attorney is like, she's going to have to pay half to Trick. And look how the tables turn, because you know she met him when he was on and popping, so he was giving her all this money.
Right.
She was living a life, and now she got to pay him out if they leave, because he's going through it now, bankruptcy in Texas. Issues and all this stuff, so she doesn't even have the money to get a divorce.
She's practically begging him for money at this point, and he's still not budging.
But she has a business. What's good with the business?
It may not be going well.
Yeah, but I feel like if she has a business, she probably kind of staying a little low because of the whole Trick thing. She's not trying to give him
that money. Yeah, because they got to pay out, because she's liable for it.
Yeah, if she makes money, that goes to him. Why would I? What? I would do it on the low, honestly. You know, you don't know.
Put
it
in your brother account, girl.
Exactly, for sure. Like, literally.
That's what he there for. Put in your brother account. So it's kind of crazy that over the years, like, I heard Trick say, I gave her so much money, why she didn't save it? Like, I see that she put money into a business, but I kind of agree with that, because if you're dating somebody and they're making millions of dollars, it's going to be a time where it slows up. So you got to prepare for that.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're young and you're getting money, especially in this hip-hop world, you don't think about, oh, now I'm going to be 40 soon. And now I just want to chill and I need to do some real estate investment. I want a storefront. Like, she can't even get her storefront now.
I mean, but honestly, that's for all, you know, celebrities. wives and husbands, to be completely honest. There's always one carrying someone. But the thing is, the way I see it is, if that would ever happen to me, I want to make sure I'm secure, just because, like, I know it's very possible. Whatever can happen when it comes to either prenup or we just divorce or anything, I want to be secure. And I feel like that's what the problem is nowadays. Nobody just tries to make sure your finances ain't going to go to each other.
But this is the thing. I don't think she ever thought it was going to be a moment where Trick would be down like this, and she's going to be the breadwinner, because now she's having to pay him out if they get a divorce, right? Do you feel like, if, you know, in the moment when she was getting all the money, he was getting all the money, that she would have signed a prenup? Because it would have protected her now, but at that moment, it was him that was on top.
It would have been smart for her to sign one. Yeah. Because all I can think of is, for better or for worse. So, like, if I'm marrying this person for his money and something bad happens, I'm not about to stay, because I don't know. I just feel like people don't really think through things.
I don't really know about, like...
Are you pro prenup? Would you sign a prenup?
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm my own independent woman. You're not. Boss.
Unless I'm protecting my money, then we can sign a prenup. But if he just wants me to sign, like, I got $50 million, you need to sign a prenup. No, I'm not signing it.
Oh, okay. It depends on the situation.
Well, yeah, it depends on the terms. Like, if you say, oh, we break up after a year, you get $10 million. Okay, like, okay, I'll sign
it. Let me stay with you.
Yeah.
It depends on the terms.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it has to be fair.
Well, then it depends.
You know? It has to be fair.
At the end of the day, a woman looks
I don't know if you heard about this a long time ago. Deion Sanders and his wife, Pilar, she signed a prenup. She left with nothing. Like, she had 5 kids with this man. He literally had her sign a prenup where she leaves with nothing. She don't have a house. She didn't have nothing. And he took the kids from her. So she couldn't even get child support or spousal support. So that's what I'm saying, like, it can be tricky.
If you signed the prenup, I think it's still smart. Okay, if you sign a prenup, you got married to this really wealthy man. Why is it that throughout your marriage, you're not, if you didn't have anything fine. When you started, why are you not building while you're with him? You're just sitting at home.
But this is the thing, you're having all these kids. He's controlling you with the money because he's already knowing that, you know, he's a provider. Yeah. He's the breadwinner. So at this point, you're just comfortable.
And that's...
And at the end of the day, you know, women do like to be wined and dined and taken care of. So if I know you're going to take care of me and I'm going to have your 5 kids, I'm going to think that you're going to take care of me with your 5 kids. But, you know,
look at how evil they get when the divorce happens. Look at Trick. What he's doing. He's being evil.
You know what bothers me?
He gave her $40.
He don't. Because he don't got money. That's why.
He's being evil? Because he said, I spent enough.
Well, they said that he's going through bankruptcy and all that. When she was trying to get her statements for her shop, he was saying that his money was not what's up, and that's probably why Trick isn't giving her money, because he literally can't afford to get a divorce.
What bothered me the most was Trick said that he didn't feel appreciated during the marriage. Oh, now you want to bring it up. You didn't say it. Because if he would have told her that before, maybe they could have fixed it. But now I feel like he's just salty. Now you're just bringing up stuff to make me look bad.
He's been salty since she served him with the papers, or trying to serve him with the papers. Since he found out that she was really serious about this divorce, he's not having it. And I don't know how much money she thought she was going to raise with a car wash, because she's like $50,000. I only saw 2 cars pull up.
You mean you're going to sell those 2 cars to get that $50,000? That costs more than the car wash, okay? Getting there costs more with the gas and everything. You know, gas is a lot. Yeah.
Right, in a luxury vehicle, it's going to take at least $100 to fill up. So.
But my thing is like, does Trick even like love her like that? Or are you just being selfish? That's
being
the thing.
Selfish.
But why? Selfish. Why? You don't like the stress. You don't like her coming to you. So why not end it? You know? Why?
Because he doesn't want to pay. Why? And he wants her money. She's taking care of him now.
Wow. What a man.
My, how the roles reversed.
Well, Trick has no idea that Trina decided to give Joy the money. And I'm thinking, like, I need family like this. She's just, like, has her back. She's has everybody's back this episode. It seems like she got Jesse Wu. And now she's helping out Joy, just giving her the cash so she can get out of this whole situation. So she can start her life over. And Joy, she didn't even want to ask. You know, sometimes family will take advantage of, like, oh, Trina, my cousin, let me ask her for $25,000. But... you know, she respects Trina as, you know, I guess, an equal, and she didn't really want to burden her.
Would you accept it?
Yeah, I would accept it, but yeah. I don't know if I would have asked for that amount. Yeah. No, that kind of loan, because it's like, that's a lot to have to pay back.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And if I don't got it now, I don't know when I'm going to have it.
Right.
I don't even got my student loans. Like, you know what I mean? Barely paying that.
Right. I'm already in debt.
We still
in
the thousands.
Right. Well, she definitely should have saved some money over the years, but Trick is definitely being petty with her. Mm-hmm. And she's seeing who her true friends are. Jesse Wu is right there helping her wash cars, and Trina shows up with the cash, so she was able to raise it in one day. I mean, dang, I need to do a fundraiser.
Right? Right. Invite Trina, too.
Did they wash the cars, though? You saw how they were just...
He said you missed the spot.
Like, who actually cleaning these cars?
Did they use some Windex? I don't know. Right. So they actually learn about the event that Tarana is having.
Yes.
Trina invites them out because she wants to continue this woman empowerment. So we get into that, event where, just all the women were able to just release. And we can see that this is something that's definitely needed in the community, and what Tarana is doing is amazing.
Yeah.
If you have someone that you know that is going through the stuff, Me Too, what is the website that they can check out?
Yes. So Tarana Burke, the founder, she has a foundation. It's called the Me Too Movement. And you can go ahead and support the cause by going to Me Too Movement, MVMT.org. And you can just go ahead and get more of a feel of what it's about, and it also gives you resources when it comes to where you can go to, who can you talk to, and just to support survivors and end sexual violence. And I also would like to say, Jesse Wu and all the women that have, been sexually abused, we see you. Yes. We do.
Yes. Definitely. Yes. It's just good for us to acknowledge those type of things to help build each other up. Yeah. So that's what it's all about. Gunplay's event. So Trick was not expecting to see Trina and Joy, but why not?
Right. I have to say, the circle's pretty small,
Right.
I mean, the cast is
like six people.
Really Trick cannot mind his business. He won't even handle his business.
Yeah, he does run away. I did realize that. They kept saying, why are you running away? I'm like, is he? But then I realized, he's running away.
He's literally running.
He'd even go straight through in the car wash. Right. He backed up and left.
He's scared.
5 minutes.
That's why I feel like he doesn't want to get too much camera time, because I feel like it's going to bring too much attention to him. And they're like, oh, how much you can pay for these episodes?
And then
the
government's going to hit him up like, hey, so the tax reform? What's up?
Right.
Well, one thing that I noticed, I thought a fight was going to happen when Amara and JoJo shows up and Kiara's like, oh, let me settle this once and for all, but they actually talked it out.
They did.
I was like, what?
That pool table was in front of them, though. Yeah. So
it's a lot of tables between people, and they would at least throw a pool ball or something. I don't know.
Something tells me that storyline is not as serious because Kiara wasn't as upset as I would have thought she would have been, and she accepted her apology pretty quick.
Well, she saw the DMs for herself, so she read them, and it wasn't like she was like, come over at 2 a.m. It was just like, oh, come hang out. Like, she just kind of wanted to get clarity, like, what were your intentions? And Amara saying, I'm just a friendly girl. I'm like, I don't like girls that's too friendly with my man.
That's exactly what I was going to ask,
she
actually.
She shouldn't be as friendly with him.
Do you think that being friendly and bubbly, it sometimes can be misconstrued as flirty?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely happened for me. Like, because I'm a pretty friendly person, and I'm friendly with everyone I meet. Mm-hmm. So that definitely happens where girls are like, oh, you're a little too friendly. But it's like, I was friendly with her and him the same way. It wasn't even, but.
Yeah, some people are just territorial and jealous. I actually, at an event, I was, networking, and I walked up to this guy. He smelled really good, and that's what I said. I was like, you smell so good. And this lady was standing next to him. I was like, oh, is this your woman? Trying to include her into the conversation, not just walking up to some man like, oh, you smell good. And, talking to him while a woman is standing there. That's disrespectful. So I feel like it's a way to speak to someone around their significant other without offending them and just bringing them into the conversation. I think that's important.
Yes. So with that adding to it, do you believe that if you are with your boyfriend, do you believe that if a girl walks up to you and your man and knows your man, do you think that she should greet you and him?
Hello, yes. Yeah,
hello.
I was going to say, hell yeah.
No. I was about to say, I was like... What is the answer, ladies? What is the answer?
You better say hello to both of
right?
us.
Hi, how are you doing?
Who's texting us, boo? Who's Back. Texting us?
And correct? If not, you right, better yeah. enter. Say hi. It's me. My name is Jade.
I'm like, boo. We didn't conversation meet. Over. Let's walk over here. Right. You know, because I can shut it down real quick.
Let's how get about some it? Drinks, hun.
Right. Can we go to the bar? Like, right, shut the go. Conversation all the way
down.
Down, down, down.
Because like you said, it's rude. Especially if they clearly see you standing there. You would say hi to any other person that mm-hmm. was standing there.
Women yeah, so I feel evil. Like people would try to be shady. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get into our special segment. Ooh. First, our tweets. We're going to talk about all the people who've been tweeting about the Love & Hip Hop Miami show, and it's been going now. Let's get those pulled up. We have a tweet from Miss Nay 804. She says, Jessie just effed me up. Lord, her sexual assault story is horrifying. Multiple men at one time. Now I get how many female artists have track records. Sexually, their livelihood sort of depends on it. So why be in the industry? She's questioning why would someone want to be in the industry knowing that it's a lot going on.
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot is going on anywhere. You know, it's like you're asking, why do we wake up every day? Like, you know what I mean? It's just little things about that. You never know what's going to happen to you. Every day is a new day. Every day is always something new. So you can't necessarily be fearful for just because of that. And even Tarana said, she said, you can't allow what happened to you affect you the rest of your life, mm-hmm. you know? You can't allow that to defeat the purpose of why you're in that situation. So it's more of, you can't really question that. I don't know.
Let's not blame the victim.
Exactly. Next up, we have a tweet from I'm Just Frankie. I respect Joy for not just saying, my cousin's rich, I'll get the money from her, but actually trying to get it herself. All respect to Trina Rockstar for what she did. Real, recognize real. That's very true. Like we said, you know, people are more inclined to help you when you're out there trying to help yourself. Yeah. Like, if you're just out here like, girl, I don't know how I'm going to come up with this $50,000, like, come on up with this sob story. You know, people feel that, and they're like, oh, she asking for money. But when they see you actually, like, willing to wash a car or do whatever you got to do, they're willing to help, I think.
Yeah, and with Joy, everyone's been watching her go through this for so long. I feel bad for her. I can't give her any money, but I would give her a hug.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
At least.
Sometimes that's all you need is a listening ear. And that's a lot right in itself. And next, and the final tweet we have from Sex in Cocoa Puffs.
Oh my God.
Kiara is one sandwich away from being fat. She wears those two little clothes. She's looking like she's full of embalming fluid like Kim Bella.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, are we thinking that she has a lot of lipo going? I mean, she's a little thick.
She has
thick.
A lot thick. Of work done, I think.
You think so? Because when you that thick, so. Like, how is your stomach so flat?
Listen, don't ask what science can do. Like, you know, you don't ask what science can do. Don't question it now. But I do believe that her butt. I don't know. It's very distracting. I'm not going to lie. Because I just don't think.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It don't balance her. It doesn't. And it just looks like she just.
When you have too much, like, boobs and butt. It can be a bit much. And then your stomach is on flat. It's like, girl, you had some lipo. Because I got a little pudge and my stomach is not that big. But, you know, I could use some lipo.
And I think nowadays it's very easy to, like, kind of tell. You know, we know. We look at the legs. We look at the, you know, the body. We know what shape.
The neck. All of it.
We know.
Okay. So let's get into our special segment, Guess That Bar. If you're not familiar with Guess That Bar, this is where I read the lyrics in monotone and the ladies have to guess who sings it and who's rapping. All right, I know you're gonna know these because I picked some easy songs that I know that you're gonna love. All right, I ain't never had nobody show me
like
the things that
you got.
Yes, like you.
It's like you bow. I ain't nobody show me how that thing's
supposed to be. How did you get that so fast? I only did one word. She's like, bow out.
Because that was one of the songs that every kid felt so special to be able to recite whenever you, like, yo, I know how to do it.
Y'all know with it?
Yeah. Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cannot believe it.
Next, we're going to see if you get this one.
I'm sorry, Tyler, just interrupted. Oh, I got it.
You knew. It's okay.
Yo, I be buying them V's, so all my girls be I and C's. Coming backstage, dying to get pleased. You got me. I rock the Versace linen while you stop grinning with a bunch of foxy women. Why you speedball with cards? That's invalid. I get clothes custom made from a stylist.
I don't know.
Man, no. I have no idea.
I was
waiting for the
chorus. Wait, I know somebody in the live chat has to know this.
They don't know. They're waiting on us.
What? You don't know this? Cruise in my Lexus land with no mileage while you walk the streets until your feet get calloused.
Ooh, the like mileage part.
I know the mileage familiar,
take you on a natural
know.
High like a pilot. Oh, girl, I can do this for karaoke. It's push on you, little Kim. This was like a hit, right? Like,
you know, it's been a while.
It's a little
old
school.
That's so disappointing.
I think they are more in a Bow Wow world. Right? Let me stay over there.
I'm more of an R&B.
Okay, let's see if you get this one. I like Balenciaga's, the ones that look like socks. I like going to the jeweler. I put rocks in my watch. I like texts from my ex.
This one they...
Cardi
B. Chance.
Yeah. Bobby.
Hotter than some Molly for Kirk Ferrari.
Yes.
Okay. They got two out of three. They did great this week. Yeah. I think I have a prize for y'all. I'm going to give it to you after the show.
Oh, my God.
I feel so special. I do love it. All right, Valentine's.
Yes. Valentine's Day. Yes. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much. If you love us, leave a comment, like, subscribe. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every week. We're going to get into this news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, a few days ago, Jessie Wu had a very explosive live on her Instagram where she was going off about the producers basically forcing her to continue talking about Amara and her mom. It wasn't pretty.
We did talk about this, though.
We did.
We always talk about Amara.
Yeah. Not only that, it's the producers are trying to egg it on because they want to see a fight. Yes. They want to see the drama.
Yes.
And they know that, you know, when you get into that confessional and you talk stuff, even after y'all make up and, you know, sometimes people can come to amends and then they still say some shady stuff in the confessional.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to get her to do. But she wasn't having it. No. And I caught the live. I saw it when she was doing it and I screen recorded it and it was like about 5 minutes long of her just going off on the producers like, F y'all, I'm not doing this. I'm out. And it seemed like they were in the middle of doing a reunion. Because they weren't even, she said they were doing confessionals, but she said they were in New York.
Oh, I didn't even catch that part. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, maybe.
Yeah. So I think they're already in the midst of filming the reunion, and we'll see if Jessie makes it there. Because it doesn't look like awesome. She's...
Unfortunately, Jessie Wu has not decided. Yeah. That's...
Yeah, she sounds like she quit the show.
Yeah, she is not up for it anymore.
All right. Next piece of news and gossip.
Okay. So our next piece of news and gossip, we have Shay commenting on the whole Kiara and gunplay situation. She says, if that were my man, he would not. He knows better.
Who said that?
Shay. Okay.
Guys.
But we got pleasure.
Hey, no can pleasure bring, was she.
Can we bring up JoJo? Where you at?
Hello. You can't talk. Shay just want to talk.
Yeah, she's not the one to give relationship advice right now.
Until we hold it down for at least two seasons,
baby.
You have a different man every season, boo.
Yeah.
You can't hold them all.
What's up?
Oh,
this is the clip she's referring to.
Let's take a look. If you're listening on iTunes, we have a clip right here.
About some DMs, and I feel that we should discuss it alone.
I'll go have a drink. Y'all talk.
Well, this is actually Amara.
I heard that you feel some type of way because of a DM.
And then this is when Shay comments.
I felt was off. You know what I'm saying? So I went through gunplay with phone. I went through his DM, and I found what I was looking for.
What exactly did you see?
I seen you in there, and it was like you was inviting him out. You was sending him emojis. You was telling me it was like to see him. And being from Chicago, I'm not a friendly-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying?
With all due respect, I have
she's
no interest
thick.
In your man whatsoever.
Yeah, she definitely has some surgery.
When he was doing it, I felt some kind of way. And me knowing how you are, Shame it was like, you. come on, Amada.
If you know how I am, you know that I'm naturally really friendly and bubbly and open. And did you ever, for a second, perhaps thought that because he's an artist and I'm an artist, that maybe it could have been work related, or you'd automatically assume that was personal?
I assumed it was personal. I know you was talented. So I was really shocked to see you in here.
Well, this is the first time I've seen a calm resolution. So kudos to the ladies for talking it out like women. Yes. I think this whole like theme of the show was women empowerment. We didn't want to see somebody getting their wig snatched and lace front pulled off.
That'd be a big turn.
We're still crying over here.
I know. So I have a little piece of news and gossip. Ooh. Over the weekend, you know, it was Grammy weekend. Everybody was in L.A. And guess who I ran into?
Who?
One of our favorite cast members, Bobby Lights, was
Bobby.
And I grabbed him and I said, Bobby, we need you in the studio. Come through. But he was like, I got to get back to Miami. So let's try to pull the clip up. Well, it's just a photo. If you're listening on iTunes, I was looking really fabulous, actually.
Yes.
I was at a Grammy party, and I was all sparkly, and there I am with Bobby. He was sparkly, too, with his B-chain. I think they're giving him a lot of cash on this new deal he's got. Because he looked real icy.
Working really hard.
Yeah,
he was
looking really, you know,
expensive?
Glowing. Yeah, expensive. You know how you get a facial, your skin all glowy and dewy? Yeah, right there. There you go.
Is.
Okay, with the peace sign.
We were having a great time. 1500 or nothing. Had a party with Snoop Dogg, and we were all in the building having fun at Snoop Studio. Yep.
I would like to say I do like your fit, though.
Girl. I was coming to show up and show out.
Who is this? Miss Conversation in the building.
I had to start some conversations that night. That's what me and Bobby were talking
conversation
about.
Conversation started right there.
So, yeah, we're going to get right into our predictions. Yes,
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, you know, we kind of know what's going to happen because we've just been watching this and we kind of can predict that, you know, some mess is going to happen next episode. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm predicting that Prince and Bobby are going to have a sit down. I'm hoping that we'll get to the bottom of the reason why Bobby was so upset that night last episode.
Somebody cheated on somebody.
Somebody did. I don't know. I'm hoping.
They're fighting again in the next episode, it seems. I mean, I really just think that it should just not be friends.
They are dating.
They have to be.
Who fights that much?
Also.
A couple. Yeah. You know, couples fight all the time.
Yeah.
Something's going on there.
I'm excited. Unless, like, he's just very territorial with his friend. But that's like a 2% chance.
I know. But.
I don't know. My prediction is JoJo is going to pick Amara. You know, she has to choose because Amara says that the other guy is being pretty messy. So what do you think? You think she's going to choose Amara or Bobby?
She better not. I feel like for Pleasure P, though, I do predict that. I feel like he's going to be more open as to why he is the way he is when it comes to women and also the business.
Is he,
I don't know who he's talking to.
I was about to
say
he's out the closet, too. I don't know. I think Prince will eventually come out. Yeah. It might not be next episode, but it will be sometime. Maybe the reunion. We're going to find out that him and Bobby had something a little close going on. And that's just what I think. It's okay if you do. You know, if you don't, it's okay too.
Yeah.
But this is just what I see. Who fights with their friend of the same sex so much? Like,
I mean, if anything, for a girl, yes, it's very normal. But maybe for the male, it's a little bit different. So, yes, with that. As bad as that sounds, that's literally how it looks.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been a blast. Yes. We've had so much fun with you. I'm your host, Miss Conversation Peace. You can tweet me at MISS Convo Peace or Instagram, Miss MISS Conversation, all the way, PIECE. Hit me up on there. I'm always on Instagram.
Yes, and you can follow me on Instagram at Tyler S. McKinney or on YouTube at Tyler McKinney.
And you can go ahead and follow me on MAIMING Official. My name is Jade Ming, and I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you guys so much. See you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.